May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿平安都领到我们各位弟兄姐妹们。
The topic for this morning, our mutual encouragement is, with God, all things are possible.
今天我们大家互相勉励的题目是在神凡事都能。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 19.
我们一起翻开马太福音第十九章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音第十九章
verse 26,
第二十六节
Matthew 19 verse 26.
马太福音十九章二十六节
19:26.
二十六节，耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
This is a very famous saying of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣讲过其中一句非常有名的话。
Jesus tell them.
主耶稣这里告诉他们
with man.It's impossible.
在人这是不能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
This is a very powerful statement.
这是一句非常有能力的话。
Why Jesus can say this?
为什么主耶稣能够说出这样的一句话呢？
Because he knows who God is.
因为他知道神是谁。
His power is much more than any human being or technology.
因为神的能力超过了人类一切的能力和人类的所有的科技。
Today we're living in 21st century.
今天我们活在二十一世纪里面。
Technology is so advanced.
科技非常的发达。
Medicines, computers, so sophisticated.
那些医药还有这些电脑都非常的发达。
Human can even reach to outer space for exploration.
那人类甚至可以漫游在这个太空去探讨很多的事情。
Invented medicines or different surgery to heal many many sicknesses.
那么在医药方面也有了很多的突破，可以医治很多的疾病。
But actually, there are still many things that human beings are not able to do, no matter how the technology can advance.
可是无论我们的科技如何的发达，可是在很多有很多事情人类还是无法去做到的。
We cannot change our past.
比如说我们不能够改变我们的从前的过去。
We cannot see the future.
我们也不能够看到未来。
There are some sickness that we cannot heal.
有些疾病是我们也无法去医治的。
We cannot overcome death.
我们也不能够胜过死亡。
But usually when we read this verse,
可是当我们读到这一段话的时候
usually we really think that, wow, God is capable and he is, all things is possible to him.
我们会这样子想，原来神是真的凡事都能的。
Yes, indeed it's true.
是真的，是这样子。
In our church, there are many testimonies.
在我们教会里面有很多的见证。
Even in Toronto Church, we have so many brothers and sisters receive wonderful grace of God.
即使是在多伦多教会，也有很多弟兄姐妹们都从神那里得到很多奇妙的恩典。
The doctor pronounced him that, well, you're terminal illness, you'll die in a few months.
那医生这样子宣告说，你这个疾病已经到了末期，很可能在接下来几个月内将会死去。
But with God, all things are possible.
可是，在神来说，这些所有东西都是能的。
And the cancer disappear.
癌症就消失了。
Or a very strange sickness that a doctor have no cure.
有些很奇怪的疾病，甚至医生也不能够医治的。
But with prayer, the person is healed.
可是借着祷告，这个人得到医治。
Or somebody engaged in a very dangerous car accident.
或者有些人他们遇到了很严重的、很危险的车祸。
But he was, or he or she come out without scratch.
可是却能够从容的从车里面毫无损伤的
car,
走出来。
But the car was totally destroyed.
可是那辆车呢，却是完全的被毁坏了。
We can go on and on and on talk about testimonies.
我们可以一直的讲很多很多的见证。
That with the grace of God, everything is possible.
因为借着神的恩典，凡事都能。
But if you look deeper about the context of when Jesus said this,
可是如果我们看清楚主耶稣讲这句话的背景。
When Jesus said, "With God, all things are possible."
当主耶稣说在神凡事都能。
What was he talking about?
他其实是在讲什么呢
？Was he talking about only receiving grace, healing, sickness, or accident protection?
他只是讲，难道这里只是讲这些得恩典、疾病的医治，或者是我们意外被救出来吗？
No, actually, Jesus was not talking about that.
其实不是，主耶稣不只是讲不是讲这一些。
What was Jesus talking about?
其实主耶稣在讲什么呢
？If you read from verse 23 to 24,
如果我们从23读到24节
，Jesus was talking about that going to heaven actually is very difficult.
其实主耶稣在这里是说进入天国是难的。
Especially if you are rich man.
尤其是财主。
If you go to heaven, you go this heavenly journey is very difficult for you.
因为财主要走这一条进天国的道路是困难的。
And then verse 25, the disciple asked, then who can go to the heavenly kingdom?
在25节门徒就说这样谁能得救呢
?Who can be saved?
谁能够得救谁能够进天国呢
?Then Jesus said, with man it's impossible, but with God it is possible.
然后26节主耶稣接下来就说在人这是不能的在神凡事都能。
So this is talking about our salvation and our heavenly journey.
其实这里是在讲我们的救恩，在讲我们这个得救的道路。
From a person, truth seeking, believing, getting baptized, and then stay in the church, walk his whole life journey. It's a very long process.
那当讲一个人从听到，然后慕道洗礼，然后再信主，一直到他走完这一条道路，是一条很长的道路。
And sometimes challenges actually begins after he was baptized.
有时候甚至是在领受了洗礼以后，就面临很多的挑战。
And it's a lifelong journey.
而且是一生的这个路程。
And it's so difficult to complete.
而且这个路程也是很难去完成的。
Jesus wants to make it clear.
所以主耶稣要讲得很清楚。
If you rely on yourself.
如果你只是单靠你自己
，to want to keep the word，
要来守这个道理
，you want to rock the heavenly journey，
要这样子来走这一条天国的道路。
If you rely on yourself, it's not possible。
如果只单靠自己来走呢，是不可能的。
You will not walk to the end。
你不可能会走完这条道路。
But with the help of God，
可是借着神的帮助
，you are possible。
这是可能的。
So this is something that we are going to learn today。
就这是今天我们所要学习的。
Brother and sister, heavenly journey is not a very easy journey.
弟兄姐妹们，天国的道路不是一条容易走的道路。
It's not like a journey that you go to a shopping mall and then look around and grab some bags and go home. Easy ride, it's not like that.
不像是你跑去这个超级市场那边走走看看，买一些东西然后就回家那么容易。
Or it's not like you enroll into a cruise tour and then you go for vacation, nice ride and come back home very comfortably.
并不是说你去参加一些旅行团坐这个游轮去旅行这么简单。
If you go for a tour, the tour operator makes sure everything is comfortable for you.
那如果你参加旅行团呢，那个旅行社他们会确保你的旅程是非常舒服的。
But when you walk this heavenly journey, this may not be guaranteed.
可是当你走这一条天国道路的时候，就没有这种保证。
It's very difficult.
是困难的。
In Matthew chapter 19, you have to at least overcome three major hurdles to be able to complete the heavenly journey.
那在马太福音第十九章这里谈到。要完成这一条天国的道路，我们至少要经过三个主要的阻难
，and also overcome the test，
并且要胜过一些试炼。
If you do not have the help of God, you cannot overcome it。
如果没有神的帮助，是不能够去胜过的。
So what are those？
这些是什么呢
？The first one，
第一个。
The first one is the test or the trials or temptation about。Marriage and about overcoming our lust of the flesh.
第一就是关于我们在这个婚姻上的这个试探，就是我们如何胜过我们这个肉体的情欲。
Let's read chapter 19, verse 3.
我们看十九章的第三节。
Chapter 19, verse 3.
马太福音第十九章第三节。第三节，有法利赛人来试探。试探耶稣说无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗
Verse 4.
第四节耶稣回答说那起初造人的是造男造女
Continue.
第五节并且说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体这样你们没有念过吗
Verse 6.
第六节既然如此夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体了，所以神配合的人不可分开。
Now here the Pharisees come to test Jesus.
这里法利赛人他们想来试探耶稣。
And then they ask Jesus a very tough question.
而且问主耶稣一个非常困难的问题。
And they ask Jesus, can a man divorce his wife for whatever or any reason?
他们这样子问主耶稣，一个人可以因为某些原因而跟他的妻子就是离婚吗？
2000 years ago, divorce is already very common in the Jewish society.
在2000年前在犹太人的社会里面离婚是非常平常的事。
Especially at that time, that woman has no right. There is no respect in the family or in the society.
尤其在当时女人呢在社会里面在家庭里面都没有得到应得的尊重。
So if the husband, if the man doesn't love her, she will live a very miserable life.
如果她的丈夫不爱她那她的生活在一生将会是非常悲惨。
In those days, people can marry more than one woman.
在那个时代，一个人可以娶很多个妻子。
And also, the man can divorce any of his wife anytime freely.
而且一个男人也可以在任何时候随意的就是离开他的妻子。
休他的妻子。For whatever reason.
就是无论什么原因都可以。
For example, if the wife cooked the meal that.Forget a taste or too much salt or very terrible taste. The man can say, you are not a good cook. You go away.
那比如说一个妻子她煮一餐，放了很多盐或者没有放盐，煮得不好吃。那丈夫可以说，你不是一个很好的煮东西很好的人。那我可以不要你。
So he can just write her a divorce certificate and send her to go away.
那他就可以写一个休书、休妻书，然后就可以这样子来休掉她了。
Under the law of Moses, it is allowed, it is permissible to do that.
那么在摩西律法里面，这样子做是被允许的。
So they ask Jesus.
所以他们这样子问耶稣。
Moses allowed us to do this. Do you think it's okay?
那他们就这样子问了。既然摩西律法也同意我们这样子做，那你觉得怎么样行吗？
Jesus did not directly answer him, it is okay or not.
其实主耶稣没有直接的回答是否这样子是可以不可以。
But Jesus tell them one very important concept.
可是主耶稣告诉他们一个很主要的一个概念。
And after telling him the concept, the conclusion is no.
那讲了这个概念以后呢，他的结论就是不能。
What is the concept?
这个概念是什么呢？
That the man shall leave his parent and join with his wife and two become one flesh.
这个概念就是人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And then whatever God's joined together, let nobody put asunder.
并且神所配合的人不可分开。
Now, this is the first challenges.
这就是我们第一个挑战。
Why people like to divorce his wife?
为什么人他们喜欢跟自己的妻子离婚呢？
Actually, from ancient time until now.
其实从古时到现在。
The reason of divorce is not exactly the same.
其实离婚都有很多各种各样的原因。
The ancient time is the problem is major is the man. The man they love more than one woman or they don't like the wife and send her away.
在古时候是可能是一个男人喜欢上好几个女人，或者是这个男人不要这个女人。
So it because of his own lust.
是因为他们自己的这个情欲。
Tired of his wife.
他们觉得对这个妻子对得太久太厌烦了。
And then she's no more beautiful.
而且可能这个妻子也变得不美丽了。
So he go for a younger one.
所以他要寻找一个更年轻的。
So they send her away.
所以就把他就赶走。
And then marry a younger one.
然后去娶一个更年轻的妻子。
But this is a wrong thing in God's eyes.
可是这样子做在神的眼中是错误的。
Jesus gave us a correct concept about marriage.
现在主耶稣给我们对于婚姻一个对的概念。
What is the correct things about marriage?
对的，在对婚姻对的概念是什么呢？
First, it's about one man, one woman.
就是第一是一男一女。
It's not one man to one man or one man to one woman to one woman.
不是一男跟男或者是女跟女。
Marriage is always one man, one woman. That is God created.
那神所造的婚姻永远都是一男一女。
This is how the early intention is.
这也是神当时开始造人的那个意愿。
Whatever God make is good.
无论神所造的是什么都是好的。
If people want to change it, it is bad.
那当人要改变这个神所造的东西的时候就变成坏。
But look at our society nowadays.
可是看我们今天的社会。
They change the definition of marriage.
那今天的社会把婚姻的定义改变了。
They say that if you love together, nobody can stop you getting married.
那今天的社会这样子说，只要你们两个人相爱，没有人可以阻挠你们。
Even a man to a man, a woman to a woman.
即使是男跟男女跟女也可以。
Even some churches, they do the wedding for them.
甚至有些教会也为这种这样子的婚姻去举办。
And even nowadays, it is legal in our country.
甚至在这个国家，我们现在所住的这个国家，这种事情也变成了合法。
But this is not the original plan.
可是这却不是神开始他 开始时候他的计划。
We have to know what is God's intention and God's plan.
所以我们必须要知道神的意愿是什么，神的计划是什么。
Nowadays in Ontario, the government is promoting a new sex education curriculum.
现在在安省的政府也正在推行这个新的这个最新的性教育
的课程。
的课程。
The curriculum will tell young children about many ideas that is according to the law, but actually not according to the Bible.
那在这个新的课程里面呢？就教导现在这些小孩子很多这个法律上的概念，可是却不是遵照圣经的概念。
For example, homosexuality.
比如说同性恋。
Human rights.
人权。
You can do whatever you want as long as it's legal.
只要你是合法的，你要做什么都可以。
But as a parent, we must know that our children nowadays is in a very dangerous, very corrupted generation and society.
可是作为父母，我们却要明白，我们的孩子现在正处在一个非常危险的社会状况里面。
So we must use the word of God to educate them early, so that they will not be influenced by the worldly concept.
所以我们必须要及早的以神的概念来去教导他们，好让他们不被这个世界的潮流所影响。
Otherwise, if they were influenced by that area in the future, if they want to walk the heavenly journey, it's very difficult.
如果他们一旦被这些世界的属世的东西所影响了以后，将来他们要行走天国道路就变得非常困难了。
Another wrong concept about marriage.
另一个这个对于婚姻的错误概念。
People think that as long as we are okay, we get along, we stay together. Otherwise, we just separate.
那人们现在的思想就是，只要我们大家合得来，我们就一起住；那不合得来，我们就分开。
So、that's why many people, even before they get married, they stay together.
所以现在很多人在离婚对不起，在结婚之前，他们已经同居了。
And after they, even after they get married,
甚至他们结婚以后
，if they don't get along,
如果他们不能够相处的话
，for whatever reasons，
无论是什么原因
，maybe character， maybe the personality，
可能是性格问题，可能是一些个人问题
，or they love somebody else，
或者他们忽然间改变去爱别人的
，or they have problems and they saw someone until they separate，
然后他们自己互相有问题，然后遇到别人他们就分开
，that is a worldly concept。
这就是现今世界的思想。
Yes, the world allow you to do this.
是真的，这个世界是允许你这样子做。
But that is not what God intend you to do that.
可是却不是神的意愿你这样子做。
When God designed marriage,
当神设计婚姻的时候
，When two persons are about enter the marriage,
当两个人他们要进入婚姻的时候
，He or she must have the determination to stay together the whole life, no matter what happened.
那这两个人必须要下定决心，无论将来发生什么事情，他们都必须要永远在一起。
Unless one situation
除非一个状况。
Verse 9 tells us, unless one side commit marital unfaithfulness
第九节告诉我们，除非其中一方犯了这个奸淫。
Otherwise, divorce is not an option.
不然的话，那么离婚永远不是一个我们。所要选择的一项。
If there is difficulties in a marriage,
如果在婚姻上有遇到问题难题
，If there are problems in a marriage,
如果在婚姻上发生的困难
，What shall we do?
那我们应当怎么做呢
？In the world, people just tell you just walk away and find another person.
那世界的人会告诉你，那我们就分开吧。
But does it solve the problem?
可是这样子能够解决问题吗
？According to statistics,
根据这个统计。
After a person get a divorce, anyway, when he or she remarry,
当一个人离婚再重婚以后
the success rate is even lower.
他重婚的那一段婚姻他的那个成功度会更加的低
That means the divorce rate of the second marriage is even higher.
就是说第二段婚姻离婚率会更高
Why?
为什么这样子呢
Because he didn't fix the problem.
因为他没有去把问题理清楚
，They didn't fix his own problem.
没有理清楚自己本身的问题。
They think it's always the other side's problem.
因为他们永远都会认为是别人的过错。
My marriage doesn't work because my husband is not good.
我这段婚姻不好，因为我的丈夫，我婚姻不好，因为我的妻子不好。
But he forget that he is no good.
可是却没有想到，原来是自己不好。
She also has his own problem.
而且自己也有自己的问题。
And then find another one, the same thing repeats.
那虽然找到另一个人，可是这个同样的问题还会再出现。
So Jesus wants to tell us the problem.
所以主耶稣要告诉我们问题在哪里。
If you want to walk a good heavenly journey.
如果我们要走一条很好的天国道路
，and focusing cultivating your marriage is one of the key.
所以专注于专心如何去 去经营我们这个婚姻是非常重要的。
Our mind should not be wandering away and try to love another person while we are in a marriage.
我们在婚姻里面思想不应当去游荡，去想做要去找别人。
We have to focus and faithful to our spouse.
我们要专注，把心专心在我们的另一半身上。
And if you're married, you have to work on the marriage and don't think about divorce.
如果我们已经结婚了，我们就要经营我们的婚姻，不要去想着要离婚。
Wow, some people may think this is very harsh. It's my husband does not even love me. How can I stay?
有些会这样子说，是非常困难的。我的丈夫已经不爱我了，我怎么能够还继续留下来呢？
My wife treat me so worsely. How can I stay?
我的妻子对我这么坏，我怎么能够留下来呢？
Actually, Jesus have his own intention.
其实主耶稣他有他的旨意。
Unless for adultery or marital unfaithfulness, we must stay.
除非是因为奸淫淫乱的原因，我们都必须要继续这一段婚姻。
We have to pray for our spouse.
我们要为我们的另一半祈求祷告。
In the past, in another location, I met a sister.
在以前，从前我曾经在别的地方遇到这位姐妹。
And then before she believed in Lord Jesus Christ, she already had a husband but divorced.
在还没有信主之前，她其实有一段婚姻，而且也离婚了。
The marriage was not happy, but they have a son.
他那一段婚姻不愉快，所以离婚了，而且他有一个孩子儿子。
So because of that divorce, that really affect the child, the mind and the mental state.
因为那个离婚，而且影响了这个儿子的思想。
So the child had a lot of problem, a lot of issues.
所以这个儿子呢有很多的问题。
Because divorce really hurts the child.
因为他们这个离婚打击了他的儿子很大。
And afterwards, when she came to Canada, she remarried somebody else.
那后来来到加拿大以后呢，他又跟另一个人结婚。
And the marriage also doesn't work very well.
而这第二段婚姻也不是很好。
During that period, she came to truth seeking and know Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这一段时间他来了教会慕道，而且认识了耶稣基督。
And her son also get baptized. She and her son also get baptized.
他跟他的儿子两个人都一起领受了洗礼。
They are very joyful.
心里面非常喜乐。
The sister is very happy.
这个姐妹非常高兴。
But to her marriage, she's still not happy.
可是对于他的婚姻来说，他还是觉得不高兴。
Because she thinks I cannot communicate with my husband.
因为他觉得跟自己的丈夫不能够沟通。
She speaks English, I speak Chinese.
他说英文，我说中文。
And of course they use poor Chinese or poor English to supplement sometimes.
那两个人在沟通上面就大家讲一些很差的英文，又讲一些很差的中文来沟通。
Her husband has bad temper, always swearing at home.
那这个丈夫呢脾气又不好，常常在家里面说一些污言污语。
So the sister really want to walk away and walk out of this marriage.
所以这个姐妹呢她真的很想离开这一段婚姻。
When the sons know about that.
当这个儿子知道这个事情以后。
The son begged the mother.
那儿子这样子求他的母亲。
Mom, please, don't do it this time.
那他儿子这样子求他的母亲说妈妈这一次请你不要再这样子再做了。
Consider my feeling.
你要想想我的感想。
Please don't walk away.
请你不要再离婚。
And the sister really struggle.
所以这个姐妹心里面非常挣扎。
Because she didn't feel the love. She didn't feel the love in the marriage.
当然在这段婚姻里面她感觉不到爱。
And then the sister knows about that. The church sister knows about that.
那教会里面的其他姐妹知道了这个事情。
And the sister go to encourage her and visit her.
那有些姐妹去探访她，然后去鼓励她。
They tell her.
他们这样子跟她说。
No, if your husband is not unfaithful, you cannot walk out.
如果你的丈夫没有做一些对你不忠的事情，你不应当离开他。
You have to pray for your husband.
你应当为他祷告。
At the beginning, she cannot accept. Why should I pray for her?
一开始的时候，她很难去接受这个事情。为什么我要为这个人祷告？
But the sisters keep encouraging her.
可是教会的姐妹们一直的鼓励她。
This is a test. This is a trial of your life.
这就是你生命中的一个试探。
This is also a cross for you.
而且也是你的十字架。
So you have to pray for him.
所以你必须要为他祷告。
You cannot change him, but God can change him.
你虽然不能够改变他，可是神能够改变他。
You also have, you yourself have to change.
你自己也必须要有所改变。
If you do not change, your husband will not change.
如果你不改变，你的丈夫也不会改变。
You must know your husband. Find out that, after you believe in Jesus, my wife changed so much.
你要让你的丈夫看出来，当你信主以后，你改变了很多。
So she start praying for her husband.
所以她开始为她的丈夫祷告。
And the child also pray for the stepfather.
那这个儿子呢，也为这个后父祷告。
She decided to hold it and not walk away for a moment.
她决定啊，继续留下来，就是一段时间留下来。
She prayed. She prayed really hard.
所以她不断的很恳切的祷告。
I really thank God. God always listen to prayer.
感谢神，神永远是垂听祷告的神。
So after like a year or two,
那过了一年两年
，and the husband started coming to church.
那这个丈夫开始来教会了。
And so he was touched by the sermon.
而且也被道理所感动。
And then later he got baptized.
后来这个丈夫也接受洗礼了。
Oh, it's totally changed.
他完全改变。
I become a gentle person.
变成一个非常脾气非常好的人。
Oh, become gentle.温柔的，
非常温柔的人。
And no more swearing at home.
而且在家里面也不再讲一些不好的话。
And the marriage starting to improve.
而且这个婚姻开始有所改善。
Even though it's not perfect.
虽然还不是很完全。
There's no perfect marriage.
因为世界上根本就没有完全
的婚姻。We are all imperfect.
因为我们每个人都不是完全的。
But we are getting better.
可是他们有所改善了。
So this is the first hurdle.
所以这个就是第一个阻扰。
With man, it's impossible.
对于人来说是不能的。
How can you endure such things?
你怎么能够去忍受这种事情呢
？How can you change others?
你怎么能够改变一个人呢
？How can you change yourself?
怎么能够改变自己呢
？Impossible.
不可能的事情。
But with God, it's possible.
可是在神凡事都能。
Because the disciples they think it's impossible.
因为门徒他们认为这是不可能的事。
No, verse 10. Let's read verse 10.
我们看第十节，马太福音第十九章第十节。门徒对耶稣说：“人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。
”Wow, the disciple they say, "Wow, marriage is so trouble, right? You when you get married, you should not divorce. For a Jewish man, it's difficult to accept."
对于犹太人，他们是很难去接受说，男人不能够休掉他们的妻子。
So they say, "Wow, it's better not to get married."
他们听了耶稣说这句话，他们说既然是这样子，倒不如不娶。
Because they think it's impossible to do it.
因为他们觉得是不可能的。
They think how can I love body someone the whole life and even no matter what happened, I don't divorce her.
我怎么可能一定要爱一个人，爱一生一世，而且虽然不喜欢他，还是不能够把他跟他离婚呢
？So with human being, it's impossible.
所以对人类人来说，这种是不可能的事。
But with God, it is possible.
可是终身不嫁不娶也是你可以选择。可是要这样子做呢，必须要得到特别的恩赐。
So this is the first thing. With God, everything is possible.
所以第一点我们要说的就是，在神凡事都能。
Overcome the lust. Work on our marriage.
然后经营我们的婚姻。
And change our own personality.
改变我们自己的性格。
The second obstacle.
我们第二个所要遇到的阻扰
is overcome our pride,
就是要胜过自己的这个骄傲的心。
Let's read verse 13 to 15.
我们看第十三到第十五节，马太福音第十九章十三到十五节，十三节，那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。十四节，耶稣说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。”十五节，耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。
This is an incident that Jesus blessed the children.
在这里，我们看到耶稣为小孩祝福。
And then Jesus said, "In heavenly kingdom, exactly these people, these children is heavenly kingdom."
那主耶稣这里说，在天国里正是这样的人。
In other place, Jesus said.Unless you return and change to become like a child, you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
在另外一些圣经记载，主耶稣也曾经这样子说过：除非那个人有小孩子的心智，不然就不能够进入天国。
I think we all like children, right?
我们每个人都喜欢小孩子。
I think Toronto is a very blessed church. We have tons of children.
我们多伦多教会是蒙福的教会，因为有很多的小孩子。
Look at our baby room; is all the time is crowded.
因为我们的婴儿房常常都是坐满人的。
There's no space for parking inside.
甚至里面也没，我们也没有足够的停车位。
Every few months we have newborn babies.
因为每过几个月我们就有新生婴儿。
All the time when there's baby or young children, wow, people crowd there and smile and talk to them and hold them and play with them.
每次有新生婴儿被带到教会，大家都会一窝蜂的拥过去去抱小孩子，去跟着小孩子玩。
Children are lovely.
因为小孩子都是可爱的
especially when they are young
尤其是他们小的时候。
But when they grow bigger, they're less lovely.
那小孩子长大以后就没那么可爱了。
And when they like to know how to talk, it's less lovely.
那他们开始讲话的时候就变得没那么可爱了。
When they're teenager, they're totally not lovely.
因为当他们是这个青少年的时候就完全不可爱了。
Of course, they grow up, but they are all the innocence is gone, right?
当他们长大以后，以前的童真就完全失去了。
They talk back.
他们会讲坏话。
They have their own idea.
他们有自己的思想
there are a lot of bad habits, bad things coming out.
也可能会感染了一些坏习惯
So, no more lovely.
就变成不再可爱了
But young ones, they are lovely.
小孩子都是可爱的
Now why when a child grow bigger and bigger, become less lovely?
为什么一个小孩子他越长大就越得变得越不可爱呢
Because his own character is fixed.
因为是他的这个个性已经被定下来了
What is character?
所谓的个性是什么呢
？Character is actually the sinful nature, 罪性啊。
其实个性就是他那个罪性。
More and more obvious.
这个罪性越来越显露出来。
If it's own thinking, own mind.
有自己的思想，有自己的想法。
And cannot be humble anymore.
已经不能够谦卑下来了。
It's not innocent anymore.
已经不再
那么
无邪了，纯真了。
But Jesus tells us, unless you turn back to become a child, you cannot go to heaven.
可是主耶稣告诉我们，除非一个人要像小孩子，要不然就不能够进入天国。
This is a very challenging work, right?
对我们来说是一句充满挑战的话。
We are all adults. We are no child play here. How can we become children?
我们已经是成人了，已经不再做些小孩子的事情了。我们怎么样再变成小孩子呢
？In the adult world, people lie, people selfish, people are taking advantage of others. People are doing all the things that even the kindergarten tell you do not do it.
在成年人的世界里面，我们都做一些小孩子在幼稚园被教导不要做的事情，比如说我们说谎话，我们会很自私，然后骗别人的东西。
In the past, I read a book called "All I Need to Know I Learned from Kindergarten."
我读过一本书，说我
All I Need to Know I Learned from Kindergarten.
这本书的题目是我在幼稚园所学习的我都要知道
不是我需要学习的其实早就在幼稚园已经学到了
对不起是我需要学习的早在幼稚园就已经知道了
Isn't it? You don't need a university professor tell you what is good and bad
不是吗我们根本就不需要一个大学的博士告诉我们什么是对什么是错
Your kindergarten teacher your daycare teacher tell you what is good and bad
因为在你的幼儿园的时候是你的幼儿园老师已经告诉你什么是对什么是错
Don't be greedy, right?
就说不要贪心
Don't take other people's stuff
不要拿别人的东西
You take something, you put it back
拿了别人的东西要放回去
You clean your own mess
要自己整理好自己的东西
Learn how to share
要学习怎么与别人分享
Help others
要帮助别人
Those are all the teaching from the Bible
这些都是圣经里面的教导
We learn from kindergarten
都是从幼儿园就学习了。
But adults well, we cannot do it.
可是，在成人的世界里面，我们却做不到。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because of sin.
因为罪。
So why we believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么我们要相信耶稣基督
？Believe in Lord Jesus Christ by the help of God, we can return to the innocent stage just like a child.
因为相信耶稣基督就是要借助神的帮助，我们可以回到以前。童年的那一种无邪
pure
就是我们有纯真的心
thankful
我们能够感恩的心
know how to appreciate others
能够去感激别人
this is all we need to know
这些都是我们要去知道的
but with us it's impossible to turn back to a child
可是对我们自己来说却是很难再回去成为一个孩子
even in terms of our faith what is the most difficult things about believing in Lord Jesus Christ
比如说我们的信仰最在相信耶稣基督里面最难做到的是什么
？Why some people truth singing for so long they still cannot believe？
为什么有些人他们慕道了这么久却不能够相信呢
？Because in the heart there's something they cannot let go。
因为在心里面有些东西他们永远放不下。
They cannot return totally become a child。
他们不能够永远的回去成为小孩子的那种心智。
Cannot have a simple faith。
因为不能够有一颗纯真的信仰
in another place, there
单纯的信仰
in another place there was a couple coming to the church to do truth seeking
那在另一个地方有一对夫妇他们来教会慕道
both are highly educated person
这对夫妇呢两个都是受高等教育的人
the sister the mind is more simple
那这个姐妹呢，她的思想比较单纯。
After a while, she believed and received the Holy Spirit.
那不久以后，她就得了这个圣灵。
And her husband, the mind is not so straightforward.
可是这个做丈夫呢，就他的思想就没有那么直接了。
She has a lot of questions. He has a lot of questions.
心里面有很多的疑问。
He said, "Why the Bible says this? Why the Bible does that? Why God doesn't do this? Why God doesn't do that?"
常常心里面这样，他常常这样子说：为什么圣经讲这些？为什么神没有做这个？为什么神没有做那一个
？He always debate with the preachers.
常常跟传道要争论。
And the preacher explained to him, and he cannot accept.
当传道跟他解释，他也不能够接受。
He also looked down on the way we pray.
他也常常看不起我们祷告的方式。
You have received the Holy Spirit. No, other church is not like that, he said.
你们需要得圣灵吗？其他教会都没有这样子做。
Why you have to pray like this? It doesn't look good.
你们这种祷告的样子实在是太难看了。
So in his heart, he despised our prayer.
所以在他心里面，他觉得我们这种祷告是被看不起的。
So even though he come to church for quite a while, he feel nothing.
虽然他来到教会一阵子，他也没有什么感觉。
But there was during this one spiritual convocation.
那有一次的这个灵恩会里面
，and then during the prayer session，
在这个一个祷告会里面
，the preacher invites everybody to come out to pray.
那传道就邀请大家到前面来祷告
，and then he thinks in his heart.
那他心里面这样子想
，well, maybe I should try once.
那好，我就试一下。
Even if I'll be deceived this time, maybe I should be deceived one time.
虽然给他们骗，也让他们骗一下吧。
And in this prayer he come out.
所以在这一次的祷告里面，他出来了。
And then he tell God.
他这样子跟神说
，If this is real,
如果这是真的
，If you are true,
如果你是真神
，If this church is your true church,
如果这个教会是你的真教会
，Holy Spirit is true,
如果你的圣灵是真的
，Let me receive it.
让我领受圣灵
，Let me experience you.
让我体验一下你。
And then he the first time he really kneel down and humble himself to pray.
所以第一次，这是第一次他跪下来谦卑的祷告。
After a few minutes,
几分钟以后
，Holy Spirit fill him.
圣灵降下充满了他。
Shaking the body and then the tongues rolling.
他整身有一点整身摇动，然后开始这个石头会讲出灵言。
Afterwards, the bell rang.
那当钟声响了以后
，The preacher realized what happened.
那传道也发现了什么事？这个事情发生了。
Ask him, Mister, are you okay?
那传道问他，先生，你还好吧
？Who? There is God. There is God here. There is God.
那他就说，是真的有神在这里。
And he shouted so many times.
他说这句话说了好几次。
And the pastor asked him, preacher asked him, how do you know?
那传道问他，你怎么知道呢
？Oh, I experienced God. I experienced God.
他说我已经体验到神了。
And then, do you have any more question about Bible?
No,
want to debate or argue anything?
你对于圣经你还有什么问题吗？还要继续争论吗
？No more question.
我说没有了，没有争论了。
I can baptize next week.
我可以下个星期可以洗礼吗
？No more question in my mind.
因为在我心里面已经完全没有问题了。
Why he can experience God?
为什么他能够体验神呢
？Because he started to humble himself.
因为他已经开始谦卑自己。
If we cannot become a child,
如果我们不能够像一个小孩子
，you will never know God.
我们永远都不会认识神。
If you think we know something,
如果我们自认为我们认识一点点
，Actually we know nothing.
其实我们真的是一点都不懂。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 8.
对不起，是哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2.
哥林多前书第八章第二节。第二节，若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
This is a very powerful and touching statement.
这也是一句非常有能力的话。
If somebody thinks that he knows something,
若有人自以为知道什么。
In front of God, he thinks that I know.
在神面前自以为我知道很多东西。
Actually, in front of God, he knows nothing.
其实在神面前是什么都不知道。
But if you say, God, I don't know, please touch me, lead me, guide me.
可是如果能够在神面前说，神啊，我什么都不知道，请你感动我，请你带领我。
Even though I don't understand, but you just lead me. I just do what you say.
虽然我还不明白，可是我只是要跟随着你所吩咐的去做。
He is the widest person's wisest person in God's eyes.
那么这一个人在神眼中将是一个 最聪明的人。
So how can we become a child?
我们要如何成为一个孩子呢？
With ourselves is impossible.
因为借助我们自己的能力是不能的。
But with God it is possible.
可是在神却是能的。
Turn back to Matthew chapter 19.
我们再回去看马太福音第十九章。
The third thing that we have to overcome.
第三个我们要胜过的阻扰。
Is the love of money.
就是这个爱钱财的心。
Let's turn back to Matthew 19 verse 16.
马太福音第十九章十六节。
Let's read verse 16 to 22.
十六节到第二十二节，马太福音十九章十六到二十二节，十六节，有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？”十七节，耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”十八节，他说什么诫命？耶稣说，就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证。第十九节，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。二十节，那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么吗？二十一节，耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。二十二节，那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
Now, there was a man that asked Jesus Christ about this question.
这里有一个人这样子问主耶稣这个问题。
How can I get eternal life?
我怎么能够得到永生？
Jesus asked him, Do you know the commandment? Have you done it?
那主耶稣说：“诫命你守了吗？”
He said, "Yes, I did. I did all the commandment."
他说：“真的，我已经守了所有的诫命。”
But Jesus said, "You're lacking one thing."
可是主耶稣说：“还有一样是还缺少的。”
Now, I think if today, before we get baptized, Jesus tell you you have to do this, I think nobody will get baptized, right?
如果今天我们要接受洗礼之前，主耶稣这样子跟你说，我相信没有人会接受洗礼。
If the church gives you an application form after you sign a paper, you say, "Oh, you have to sell everything, give it to the church before you get baptized." I think it's very difficult.
那如果今天我们要申请洗礼，这个申请表格里面你在签名之前注明说洗礼了以后要把所有钱财变卖交给教会，我相信没有人要洗礼。
So that is not a universal command to everybody.
那这一个这样子的要求不是要求所有人都去做的。
And it's not very practical too, right?
而且在今天的社会也是不实际的。
But why would Jesus ask this to this young man?
可是为什么主耶稣要问这个少年人这样要求他这样子做呢？
There are two reasons.
其实有两个原因。
First,
第一
，because in the heart of this young man, the thing he loved the most is money.
因为第一点就是在这个少年人的心里面，他心里面最爱的就是他的钱。
He loved money more than anything else.
他爱钱多过爱一切的事情。
This means his career, his possession.
就是他的事业，他所拥有的一切。
From day one, Jesus knows that is his problem.
从第一天开始，主耶稣知道这个人的问题就在这里。
If he doesn't change this mentality,
如果他这种思想没有被改变
，In the future when he follows Jesus, it will be very difficult.
将来如果这个人后来跟随了耶稣，这将是他信仰上非常困难的事情。
Because he has a lot to manage.
因为他有很多产业要他处理。
All his mind is on those things.
他的心里面完全都会放在这些产业上。
In the future, when he have to decide whether it is God or his money, he'll choose money.
那到将来，如果他有一天要做抉择，选择神和钱的时候，他肯定会选择钱。
So Jesus asked him now, do you want to make a decision?
所以耶稣就问他说：“现在你要做一个决定吗？”
And the second reason.
第二个原因
，Jesus want him to follow him to become disciples.
那主耶稣希望他跟随耶稣成为他的门徒。
Because Jesus want to train him.
因为主耶稣要训练他。
In the future, he'll be preaching, he'll be go everywhere.
因为将来这个人要到很多的地方去传扬神的福音。
So he'll have no time to manage his property.
这样子他就没有时间再去处理管理他的那些钱财了。
So because he want to follow Jesus, so he must sell his property and follow Jesus full time, full heart.
如果他要全职的跟随耶稣基督，他必须要把产业卖掉才能够有时间来跟随耶稣。
So this is the very special case.
所以这里这个案例是一个特别的案例。
But this gives us one very good thing to reflect upon ourselves.
可是在这里呢，却让我们有一个很好的一个例子，让我们去好好去思想我们自己。
When we are poor,
当我们还贫穷的时候
when we are lacking,
或者当我们还缺乏的时候
or when we first come to Canada, we have nothing,
或者当我们刚刚来到加拿大一无所有的时候
even have no job,
没有工作
no house,
没有房子
at that time we need God so much,
当时我们多么的需要神
and we will come to church,
我们来教会
Wednesday,
星期三来教会
Friday,
星期五来教会
Saturday,
星期六来教会
because we want God to bless us,
因为我们要神祝福我们
so when we are lacking, when we need God so much,When you worship God, it is relatively easy.
所以当我们还缺乏的时候，我们还需要神那么多的时候，要做到以上几点是非常容易的。
But when you are rich,
可是当我们有钱以后
，your heavenly journey suddenly become more difficult.
我们这一条天国道路忽然间变得很难行走了。
Just like this young man,
就好像这个少年人
，you have to choose.
要选择。
When you are poor, you don't have to choose. You have nothing.Of course, you have Jesus. Jesus is more important.
当你穷的时候，你当然没得选，因为你只有耶稣。
But when you are rich,
可是当你有钱以后
you need to choose.
你就要选了。
Do you choose to continue to work more and earn more, put God aside, or you still want to put God most important?
那你选择要把神摆在一边，继续的去赚更多的钱呢，还是把神摆在你的前面
？So that's why in verse 23, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth that a rich man enter the heavenly kingdom is very difficult."
所以在第二十三节，耶稣对门徒说：“我实在的告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。
”It's not impossible, but very difficult.
不是不可能，是难。
I heard a testimony.
我听过一个见证。
Many years ago in China.
很多年前在中国
，there was a brother.
有一位弟兄
when he was just very normal, he was not even rich. He loved God very much.
当他还没有钱之前，他爱神很深。
Always come to service.
常常来聚会。
And then he also served church, served the church.
而且在教会里面服事。
He was a board member.
而且也是这个执事会的一个成员。
And then he loved the Lord.
而且爱神，非常爱神。
He started to do small business.
后来他开始做一些小生意。
And then God really blessed his business.
而且神也祝福他的生意。
And the business became bigger and bigger.
他的生意后来变得越来越大。
And then he come to church less and less.
然后他来教会的时间就变得越来越少。
And after a while, he totally disappeared from the church.
然后后来有一段时间以后呢，他就完全在教会里面消失了。
And the minister and the church worker decided maybe you should pay him a visit.
那长职们还有这些教会里面的工人，他们都觉得要去探访他。
And they go to his house.
他们去到他的家里面。
And find nobody there.
发现原来没人，没有人。
And then they ask, "Hey, do you know where this Mr. So and So? Where did he move?"
然后他们就问其他人说：“哎，你们知道这个房子里面这个人去了哪里呢
？”And the neighbors give them a new address.
那邻居给了他们一个新的地址。
So they follow the new address, go to the find the place.
所以他们就根据这个新的地址去找这个地方。
Wow, that is a huge mansion.
原来他已经住进了大房子。
There was a huge mansion. They thought that maybe he got a new job there as a gardener, right, or a cleaner.
那他们看到这个大房子就以为，哦，原来这个弟兄可能在里面工作，可能是做在这个大房子里面工作。
There was a security, a gatekeeper.
那在那个大房子外面就有这个守卫员、保安人员。
Oh, do you know if the Mr. So and So works here?
那他们就问你知道这个什么什么先生是住在这个有没有在这里工作呢
？Oh, the person look at. Oh, you want to find our boss?
然后那个保安人员说：哦，
老爷要找老爷啊。
爷，你要找我们的老爷吗
？Oh, hold on.
你等一下。
And they walk inside.
然后他就进去。
哎呀 ，ask the 老爷 ，ask the boss.
然后就叫他的老爷出来。
Oh, and then the boss said, "Okay, bring them in."
然后老爷就说：“好吧，请他们进来。”
Wow, and then the deacon and all the minister they are surprised. Wow, our brother become a 老爷 now. Our brother become a boss now, big boss in this mansion.
那这些长子们、这些弟兄们，他们都觉得很惊讶。Oh. 原来我们这位弟兄现在已经成为这个大房子的老爷了。
He's not working as a gardener.
他并不是在里面做员工。
Oh, and then they went in.
然后他们就进去。
Oh, of course, sit down. You know, the brother still very receive them with hospitality, bring them tea and something.
那这个弟兄还是很好的招待他们，让他们喝茶什么的。
Wow, And then, of course, the minister say what they have to say, right? Wow, you know, you have come to church.
当然，长子们就开始要说话了，就是说，你应当常常来教会。
You have to offer. You earn so much money now. You have to offer more to help the church, right?
既然现在你也赚那么多钱呢，也应当开始为教会做些奉献。
Brother said, No.
那这个弟兄说，不能够。
I'm so busy. I don't even have time to sleep. How can I go to church?
我现在很忙，我甚至睡觉都没时间，还怎么能够来教会呢？
My business really grows.
因为我的生意已经成长。
Later, if I have chance, I'll go.
如果我有时间，以后有机会的话，我会来。
And then the minister, of course, they went disappointed.
当然，长子们他们也非常的失望。
And then they didn't see this brother anymore in the church.
也没有再看见这个弟兄来教会。
After a few years,
过了几年
，one of the deacons,
有一位执事
，he was in the market.
在这个市场上
，when he was passing by.
在他经过这个市场的时候
，He glanced in the corner in the back alley. Somebody looking at him.
他就望到在一个角落有一个人正在看着他。
Oh, that person dressed so poorly, look like a beggar.
那个在角落的那个人，穿得很破烂，好像一个乞丐一样。
And then the deacon looked at him. Suddenly realized, it's that brother.
那这个执事就发现，原来这个就是以前的那个弟兄。
The one who was a big boss.
那个之前是老爷的那个人。
Suddenly he felt ashamed and turned away and walked away.
那忽然间，那个人看到这个执事就觉得很羞耻，就赶快转脸要走了。
And the brother really chased him, and the deacon really go to chase him.
那这个执事就赶快追上他。
And bring him home.
然后把他带回家。
Give him food.
给他一些食物。
Ask him, brother, what happened?
就问这位弟兄，究竟发生什么事情
？He said, oh.I make one wrong investment. I lost all my money.
他说我做了一个投资的错误，所以我的钱财都全部亏掉了。
Now I have nothing.
现在我一无所有。
So, and then of course he later came back to church.
当然，后来他又再次回到教会。
So that's why what Jesus said.
就好像主耶稣这里说
，You know, it is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
财主进入天国是难的。
First, he has no time.
第一，他是没时间。
Business is too busy.
因为他的业务实在太繁忙了。
Secondly, if money come temptation.
第二就是金钱也让他面对很多的试探。
So that's why verse 24.
就好像二十四节这里说
，Jesus said, just like a camel have to press through the eyes of a needles.
这里耶稣又告诉他，这里二十四节，我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼。
Is even easier than a rich man to go to heaven.
比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Wow, and then the member said, and then the disciple said, Wow, it's a surprise. Then who can be saved?
那门徒听见这话就稀奇得很，说这样谁能得救呢
？And of course, Jesus said, with man is impossible.
然后主耶稣就对他们说，在人这是不能的。
But with God, everything is possible.
可是在神凡事都能。
Jesus did not tell us to sell everything or everybody become very poor so that we can go to heaven.
主耶稣并不是要我们变卖所有的财产，让大家变得很贫穷就能够进入天国。
But Jesus wants to remind us.
可是主耶稣要提醒我们
，Even if one day we are blessed physically,
如果有一天我们在这个物质上被神所祝福
，You have a job, you get a house, you get a business.
你有一份工作，你有房子，你有生意。
But don't forget.
可是不要忘记
，You are still in this heavenly kingdom.
你还有这个天国。
You have to put everything aside.
那你要把一切都摆在一边。
What is the eye of a needle?
这个针的眼是什么意思呢
？Actually, in the gates of Jerusalem, in Jerusalem there are a lot of gates entering the Jerusalem.
因为在耶路撒冷有很多门要进耶路撒冷城。
There's one gate called the eye of the needles.
那城在这些城门里面，其中一个门叫做针的眼。
Very small.
是非常小的。
It's not an official big gate.
其实并不是一个主要的大门。
But、for the after hours, if some merchant have the gold, have the pass through, there's small channel.
这是在晚上，如果一些商人他们还要进城的话，就要经过这个小门。
So when the camel have to go through that,
当他们所牵的骆驼要进城的时候
，How can they go through that place?
那他们要怎么经过这个地方呢
？They have to put the stuff.Aside.
他们要把骆驼身上的那些财物那些货物都放下。
The camel have to lower himself.
那个骆驼要低下身来。
And then the people have to push the camel.
然后那些人要把这个骆驼推。
One by one, really squeeze.
慢慢的把这个骆驼推呀、挤压的来，把它推进城里面。
Get the stuff manually.
然后再把那些货物再抬进去。
So what does it mean?
是什么意思呢
？It is possible.
这是可能的。
With God's help.
只要神帮助你。
But you must know what is important.
可是你却要知道什么才是至关重要的。
If you love money more than everything else.
如果你爱钱财多过所有的一切。
Very difficult.
是非常困难的。
But Jesus is worth more than everything in the world.
因为主耶稣其实比世上一切都更加可贵。
If we have Lord Jesus Christ, we shall not be worried what we will lack.
如果我们有耶稣基督，我们就不会在这世上忧虑缺乏什么。
We may not be very rich or super rich.
我们可能不会说非常富有
but we will not lack anything.
可是我们却不会缺乏
So with God, all things possible.
因为在神凡事都能
Let's sing him.
我们再唱诗
373